L'maisa, if you eat it in the morning, really it's muti midiraisa. It's only lechatchil that you should wait until they bring the mincha saima.
The other Gemara says that we had there that in the mikdash, in the mishnah says that mishachor beis hamikdash. After the beis hamikdash was chorav, then his kin of Yechonah ben Zakkai. Yechonah ben Zakkai made a takana, which is mash morning with the rabbanim, that she, hey, yoyim haneh kulu yosom, that the whole 16th day, the whole day that would have been an oimer, you'd bring it today, that whole day should be yosom, should be yosom, you're not allowed to eat chodesh yet. So Mor says, my timer, what's the reason Yechonah ben Zakkai made this takana? So Mor says, the reason is because Mehera right away, maybe next year, like Yivna beis hamikdash, will have the beis hamikdash ashlishi. The Yomru, and then the Yidden will say, Ishtakat last year, mi lo yochalno b'heyer mizruch, didn't we eat chodosh from the beginning of the day of the 16th day of Nisan? The beginning of the second day of Pesach, last year we ate chodosh. So they'll think, Hashto, this year also, even though we have a Beis Hamikdash this year, they'll still come to think and say, Hashto nami, nechol, which also allowed to eat chodosh, the new crop, from the beginning of the day. But v'lo yade, they will not know that really, They're not allowed to, because the Ishtakad last year, Le'yevi Yomer. Last year, true, was Bezman Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, therefore, Heyer Mizrach Matir. That last year, Mediraisa, true, the beginning of the day, it's Mutatit Chodesh. Without the Beis HaMikdash, Heyer Mizrach, as soon as it starts off the day of the 16th day of Nisan, you're allowed to eat Chodesh. But for Hashtar this year, the Ika Oimer, that we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Mincha Saima to be brought this year, Oima Matur. We're not allowed to eat it right away in the morning. We have to wait until after the Kahanim first bring the Mincha Saima. So, therefore, it's Exera to say that even this year now, Bezman HaChurban, still we should not eat Chodosh the whole day. Though, 16th. Wait till rather the 17th. Now, Vyi Sakotadif, you're going to tell me that even Bezman we have the Beis HaMikdash. It's the mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah that you're not supposed to eat the chodosh until they bring the mincha saimer. But really telling me, Mediraisa, even bezman the beis hamikdash, you're allowed to eat chodosh at the beginning of the day. If so, why should they make a gzeira? Mishum mitzvah leikim ligzor. So they make a gzeira because of a lechatchilu de kahalacha. You never make such a gzeira. And what's the gzeira? Not to eat this year the whole day, because maybe next year when they have the beis hamikdash, they'll make a mistake and they'll eat it before they bring the mincha saimer. But so what? Even if they eat before they bring the mincha saimer, you're telling me you're allowed to eat. It's only lechatchila that you're supposed to wait until after the mincha saimer. So because someone's going to be over in Israel lechatchila, we don't make any zeres mid rabbanon. So that it's mashma that midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat from the achodosh until after we bring the mincha saimer. So Mor says true. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, Beshitas Rav Yehuda Amra. I'll tell you that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai really holds this midiraisa, and he holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yoma that he says min haTorah also that midiraisa you're not allowed to eat chodosh the whole 16th day. Shneim because the pasuk says ad etzam hayoyim hazeh, where we dashin ad itzum hashoyim. You have to wait until the ikar of this day. But he also holds the ksavar ad viyad bichlal. Meaning to say, this man, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Omer to be Matir the Chodosh, then you have to wait till Atzumayv Ad, V'yad Bechlal, till after this day, till after this special day, Pesach goes away, after the 16th of Nisan goes, then you're allowed to eat Chodosh. So Yochanan ben Zakkai did not mean to say it to the Rabbonin, the son of Takono, but rather that's the Pshat in Midiraisa. So more is the question, Umisov Lakavos, is it true that Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like a Yehuda? For Niflag Pligulei, I Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai argues on Rav Yehuda. Why? The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says that Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, it says now Loshanov, Hiskin Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, Sheyayim Hanoif Kula Yosa, that the whole 16th day of Nisan should be Yosa. But Smashma Klul, it's only Yosa Mid Rabbanan. It's a Takono. It says Hiskin Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, made a Takono. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, it's Midiraisa. And under Rabbah, on this Gufa, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says back to Rav Yechonah ben Zakkai, V'haloi min ha-Torah hu asa. It's not only the Rabbanan de Kalocha, it's Midiraisa, that Isman Churban, you cannot eat Chodesh the whole 16th day. There's still, because the Pasuk says, Ad etzem ha-yayim hazeh, until this day. and the Yud holds Ad the Yad Bechlau. So Kolponim, you see clearly now Mishnah is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Metzaken and Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan and Metzaken himself holds this midi raisa? And when the Mishnah is mashma clearly, it's a machlokes, and his lashon of hiskin mashma soni midi rabbanon, it's not midi raisa.
So the Gemara answers and says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, who did katoi? Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake in the Mishnah. What is the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan and Metzaken? Who saw Rabbi Yehuda held that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken made a rabbanon kamar? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken only made a takona, that's only made a rabbanon, that he can't eat the 16th day chodosh, this man, there's no base to midish. That's what Rabbi Yehuda held. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda asked the kasha about Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken, it's not made a rabbanon, it's made a raisa. But really the truth is, v'loi, it's not true. Made a raisa kamar. Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken also meant to say it's made a raisa, that this man, churban, a base to midish, he can't eat all 16th day. I, for hiskin katoni, says, so what's the lashon? Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken said, hiskin, mashmatoni atakon, it's only with the rabbonin. So when it says, my hiskin, it means dorash for hiskin. He went down to make a drush and he was mesakin, and that's beyond the posik. Mamash don't give you the holds. So when the posik says, ad etzem, ayoy mezeh, it means ad viyad bechlau. So comes out in Echnam, he quit Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken, the emes says, he owns takas midi raisom, that you're not allowed to eat chodosh, the whole 16th day of Nisan. Bizman churban abayis. So therefore it's good that Rabbi Yochanan Metzaken means it's midi raisa, and therefore there's no kasha to say, we said the shit before, that Bizman we had a base of Migdish, it could be that really you're allowed to eat chodesh from the beginning of the day. It's only the mitzvah you're supposed to wait until the mincha seimer. There's no kasha now in saying that shita. Rav Popov, Rav Hunabred, Rav Yeshua, Achli chodesh, the urta de shisasur, nagi shifsa. They would start to eat chodesh on the night of the 16th day, which is the beginning of the 17th day. Why? Because Kesav, they held chodesh b'chutzlorets to Rabbanon. They were living in chutzlorets, and they held the Issa not to eat chodesh, the new crop, before the second day of Pesach, was only Yosem to Rabbanon. Therefore, the Sveik Eloi Cheshinim, they were not afraid to say, like, maybe it's not the 16th, maybe it's only the 15th, and you have to wait another day. They were not afraid of this. Since it's only Nisra, the Rabbonin, the Sadistra Rabbonin, they weren't Cheshish. Therefore, at the end of the 16th day, they ate the Chodesh going into the beginning of the 17th night. And this halacha where the Chodesh in Chutzlot is only Yosem and the Rabbonin, the Midi Raisa, that's a Machoikis really Tanoim in Masech the Kedushin. So they held at that time that hold, it's only Yosem and the Rabbonin. Therefore, for Sveika, they were not Cheshinim. But the Rabbonin, the Ravashi, the Rabbanu and the Ravashi achlu b'tzafra d'shivsa. They first ate the Chodesh in the 17th morning. They did not eat on the 16th day, but they waited until the 17th day of Nisan. Why? Kesavri, they held that Chodesh b'chutzlot v'yiraisa. That Chodesh b'chutzlot is also midiraisa. Therefore, chutzlot, you have to be choshev for sveika d'yayma. So you can't eat it until the first day of Chol HaMoed. Not enough the second day of Pesach. You have to wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed al sveika d'yayma. So they did not eat it the 16th day, because maybe the 16th is not the 6th, it's only the 15th. So they wait until the 17th in the morning. And then they first ate from it. For Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai, and they also held that, for Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai mid Rabbonin Kamar, they also held that the Pshat from Yechonim ben Zakkai, he says, is when Churban Abayis. Those 16th days also, it's not really Yosem mid Raisa, they all know it's only Yosem mid Rabbonin. And therefore the Chitokim lay, the Chitokin Liyam Hanayf. But the Svekaloi Tikkun, he only made a Tikkun on the 16th. But on the 17th day, he did not make any Takona. So therefore, even though it's a Sveka the Yoyma, but on the second day, the 17th day of Nisan, for sure you'll not eat it in the beginning of the morning. That's why they waited till the 17th of Nisan in the morning, and then they ate it. Omer Ravina says that Omer Liyam, my mother told me, Omer Liyam of Ovuch, that the mother of your father told me, let do I have a ochel chodesh el a beurta de shivsa nagitim nisa. No, they did not eat chodesh until the night of the 17th day, going into the 18th day. Means even the 17th day of Nisan, they did not eat chodesh the whole day. Why not? Because Sarva like Rabbi Yehuda, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Yom Hanayif is also after Churban Abayis, the whole day is also midi raisa, and therefore they also held vice versa that Chodesh is also midi raisa in Chutzlorts, and therefore v'chayish l'sveika, you have to be chayish for a sveika d'yayma. You have to be afraid that maybe really the 17th day of Nisan is really only the 16th day. And the 16th day of Nisan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also Midi Raisa, Tit Chodesh the whole day. So therefore, now in Chutzlos, you have to be Machmir, not Tit Chodesh the whole 17th day. So they first ate it after the 17th day by night, going into the 18th day. That's when they first ate Chodesh. So Kitzlis is told in the Machlekes, where the Chodesh is man is then Chutzlos, is also Midi Raisa, or only also Midi Rabbanon. The one that started to say it's only also Midi Rabbanon. The Rakubus has said that the Rabbanon, or Kashrukhan says, Rabbanon only made the Yisachodesh, the lands right around Eretz Yisrael, but not like here in America, there would not be an Yisachodesh altogether. And Echadam, if you hold Chodesh is also in the Diraisa, in Chutzlar, so it's a big shalom, as man is there today, how would they matter that people are not so makbid upon Chodesh, that people eat the spring flower, even though it's first planted after Pesach, and it's picked before the next Pesach. So how do you eat it? So there used to be, the Heter used to be a Sveika. There used to be a lot of last year's crop still left over. Even if the farmers mixed in a little bit of this year's crop, it was zichur bottle berais. But in the last few years, they said there's not so much extra crop left over from last year. Therefore, there are more people now that are machmir in Chodesh, even here in America. But lemaisa, there's still the matirim, the people that are still out there. Either they hold the mikra din in Chutz Laretz, Chodesh is only midirabonin, and the gzera does not apply to America, only the lands near Eretz Yisrael. Or even if it's Chodesh is also Midiraisa, the same that even Bizman is there also to Sveik involved. That it could be there's still plenty of crop left over from last year, and even if they use a little bit of this year's crop, they mix it in together. So therefore, there are people that are Matir Chodesh now. And again, Chodesh would apply to any one of the five grains that's planted after the second day of Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Hoi Mer. The Omer, when the Bizman on the second day of Pesach, when they brought the Minchas Omer, there was Mat everybody teat Chodesh b'Medina, means outside the Beis Hamikdash. You're allowed to eat flour, wheat, barley, all the type of grains, the new grains you're allowed to start eating now. Ushtehalechem b'Mikdash. But on the Mizbeach itself, they did not bring any Chodesh on the Mizbeach. The first, like wheat, that was brought from the new crop on the Mizbeach was the Shtehalechem. That wasn't on Mizbeach either, but after they brought the Shteh Lechem on Shavuos, then you were able to bring Menachos from Chodesh on the Beis Hamikdash. There ain't Mevi'im Menachos or Bikurim or Minchas Tehema Koidim Leimer. Before they brought the Omer, they did not bring Menachos or Bikurim. Means from the new crop, the new wheat, they did not bring any Menachos Tam Mincha, or they did not bring Bikurim, or even the Minchas Tehema. When they brought a Korbin, the mincha, the kosher with the behema, did not bring that new wheat on to bring for a mincha before they brought saima. Lefnei hakrava saima. V'im hevi posel. And if you brought it before they were makir of the yomer, then it's posel. Because before you bring the yomer, it's like it's not mutter for Yisrael to eat it. It's also to eat it, so therefore you can't bring it on the mizbeach. But after they brought the yomer, even though lechatchila you're supposed to wait until they bring the shtei lechem and shavuos, but the other, if you brought it after the yomer, then the mincha was kosher. Now that's what the Mishnah ends off. Koydum Shtei Lechem, but before Shavuos, before they brought the Shtei Lechem, Lo Yavi. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to bring any wheat, any Chodosh, on the Mizbeach. But you may be kosher. But the Yevedo, which was brought after they brought the Minchas Omer, since then the Medina, the wheat is Mutter, who had been the Yevedo, is brought on the Mizbeach, also is kosher. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Tarfon, and Tarfon sat down. The Kokashla, he had a question like this. What's the difference between if they brought his minchas bikurim, his other menachos, before the yomer, or if they brought it before the shtei lechem? Is all of you the benachemio lo yomar to koydim liyomer? You know why the Mishnah says that these menachos are brought from chodesh before the yomer was brought? That it's possible shekain loyhuta meklol loveitzel hediyot. That's even also for hediyot tidit. Is there nisa chodesh upon it? Therefore, cannot be brought for a mincha. But Tiyama, you want to tell me, Koydim Shtei Lechem, that if it's brought after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the Shtei Lechem, you know why it's mutter, you know why it's kosher there, Shutta Meklolo Yetzel Hedjit, because I call upon him, the Yitzel Chodesh went off it, the Hedjit's allowed to eat it. Therefore, but the Yevon, if you put it on the Mizbeach, also it's kosher. So, Shosak Rav Tarfon, Rav Tarfon kept quiet, like Rav Yehuda Nechem, he answered very good. So Tzavu part of Shem Yudah ben Nechemya, his face like lit up, shined up. Rashi says Kosamach, he was so happy. like that he answered good, like that he outwarned the paraffin. Is Amalai Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva said, Yehuda, Amalai Rebbe Kiva, Yehuda, Sovo Ponecho Shehishavtes Zokin, like, are you so happy that you're able to answer the Zokin? No, it's like you embarrassed the Zokin, you embarrassed Rebbe Tarfin, Tumhani Yim Tarach Yomim, I wonder if you'll have a long life or not. So Moshe says, the Meister was at Amalai Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Loi, Oisya Perik, at this time, when Rebbe Yehuda Venechemi answered Rebbe Tarfin, it was Proisa Pesach, like half time before the preparation of Pesach, meaning it was 2 weeks before Pesach, Hoya. And Kishalisi Latferis, when I came up for Shavuos to that place, Shalt the Achrab, I asked about Rebbe Yehuda ben Nechmeni, Heichenu, where is he? The Yomulu, he said to me, Nifter, he was Nifter already, Valach, where he went. The Kitzu was Mekai, in the words of Rebbe Kiva, that he was Nifter. Omer Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, the Divra Yehuda ben Nechemya, according to his words that he said to Hezba, why before the Yomrit Pasol, Nechosim, Bikurim, Shekrivim, Koid Loimer, Ksherim, means this way, if you bring the Sochim, the new crop, the new wine, if you bring it before the Yomer, it also be kosher, because there's no Issa Chodesh upon wine, but since it's Mutatit, therefore it's also kosher. So Gemara says, treat of course, but there's no matter, I remember what I thought to say, again, there's no special heter, but avad with smuti, because there's never also. So I would have thought to say only with a special heter. Here there's no special heter, maybe no. Kamashma no, that koshchein, since the maestro was never also, there's never an issa to drink wine. There's no issa chodesh upon yayin, only upon the hay minim. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachomo, what's going to be Shtei Halechem? Marshi Atirish like your Sidron. Can the Shtei Halechem be brought if it's not in the right order? What does that mean to say, Hekadam, what's not the right order? To go into Zarinu Beinoim L'Shtei Halechem. That you first planted this wheat after Pesach, before Shavuos, before the time of Shtei Halechem. The Chol of Falai Shtei Halechem, it passed by Shavuos, V'yomer, and it passed by the next Pesach, and now you want to use it for the next Shtei Halechem. Mai. Kesidron Sharian Shlaika Sidron La Sharian or Dilma Lake Sidron Ami Sharian won't be the Alacha. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on this listed boy. We'll start over again on the next tape. We'll stop here. We're up to Samiches Amid Beis. Again, Leshala was, you know, 10 lines up by the 2 dots. Boy Rami Bachomer. Rami Bachomer is a Shara like this. What's going to be Shtei Halechem Mahu Shiatiru Shlaika Sidron? Let's say when you bring the Shtei Halechem, from then on we say you're allowed to bring the Chodesh on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to bring the new crop of wheat on the Mizbeach, but what's going to be if that wheat was grown, Shalei Kisidron, not in the normal order? No, there's regular Lagosunzi. So Mora says, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Kagoin de Zarinu Beinoi Mele Shtei Halechem, that they planted this crop of wheat after Pesach, after they brought the Yomer, but it was planted before Shavuos, before the Shtei Halechem. So comes out now, this crop, the Chol of Falai Shtei Halechem, like first it passes by Shavuos once, but then it's still Chodesh, because it was not planted before Pesach. V'Yomer, then you have to wait till the next year first, till Yomer, till Pesach comes, then it's Mutzah Bachilo for Hedyit. So Maho, what's the lacha now? Can you bring that flower from Mincha on the Mizbeach? So Shala Rizmai, Kesidron Sharyan, Shloi Kesidron Lo Sharyan. Maybe that the wheat is mutter to be brought on the Mizbeach from Menochus, that's only Kesidron, meaning where this wheat was planted before Pesach. So first it passed by Pesach of this wheat, and that was Matur B'Toras Chodesh. And then the Shtei Lechem was brought on the Mizbeach, and then you're allowed to bring from this new crop the sweet on the Mizbeach. That's only Kesidron. But maybe Shlei Kesidron, like over here, where this wheat first saw the Shtei Lechem, then it saw the Yomer, maybe the next Shtei Lechem is not matter that this type of wheat cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. I don't know, maybe no. Shlei Kesidron, Nam Yisharim, what's the difference? Lemaisa, this wheat now has no Issa Chodesh on it. True, it was grown first after Pesach. So you have to wait till the next year Pesach. And then when it comes Shavuos, you could bring this wheat on the Mizbeach from Mincha also. So that's the Shaila. Some Rabbi says, Toshima, come in here. It says, that the Pasuk says, V'yimtakriv minchas bikurim, that the Pasuk calls the minchas haimer a minchas bikurim. So we say, V'minchas haimer akos medaber. This Pasuk is talking about bringing the haimer on the second day of Pesach, and the Pasuk calls it minchas bikurim. Now, Meichen bo, where does this mincha come from? Minasarim, it comes from Bali. That the oimer that's brought, the mincha soim is brought on the second day of Pesach, comes from Bali. At oimer, you're telling me minasarim, it comes from Bali. Oyein, maybe not that way. Ele minachitin. Maybe even the oimer also comes from the new chitim, from the new wheat. So, Reb Lezer says, no. Nemar oviv v'mitzrayim, v'nemar oviv l'dairos. Says the word oviv by Mitzrayim and oviv l'dairos. So ma oviv omiv Mitzrayim soirim. Just like over there, the pasuk is talking about the barley. Is af oviv omiv l'dairos is also soirim. It means you have to bring the mincha soimer, which has oviv from a barley. So that's how Rabbi Lezer learns out to teach us that the minchas bikurim, which means here the mincha soimer, comes from barley, because it says the word oviv both places. Rabbi Kiva Reiner, Motzinu Yochid Shemevi Chavosa Minachitin, Vechavosa Minasarim. We find a regular Yochid, he has the right to bring a mincha sometimes from barley and sometimes from wheat. The Moshe is the mincha sasaita that comes from barley, and a regular mincha comes from wheat. Now, Vetzibur Shemevi Chavosa Minachitin, like we know, the Shtei Lechem Mincha Satzibur comes from wheat. But who adin mevin chavosa minasarim? It also has to be that the tziba brings a mincha from Bali. Now, where is that mincha hatziba from Bali? V'ima, so if you can tell me, bo minachitin, that even the mincha saimer on Pesach comes from chitim, if so, le metzino tziba shemevi chavosa minasarim, we'll never find a tziba that brings a tziba from Bali. So that's what Mekiva's right to say, that the mincha saimer is made from Bali. Dovrach, another pshat is, if you're going to tell me that the yomer comes from wheat, then ain shtei alechem bikurim. Then the shtei alechem will not be bikurim. That's the pshat. That we know the shtei alechem is also called bikurim. I, lechura, you already brought the mincha saimer from chodesh, the new crop. Now, if they're both from wheat, so it can't be that the shtei alechem is called bikurim. Elamai, it must be that the yomer is chodesh from barley. True. But the first time you use the new crop of wheat on the Mizbeach, that's the Shtei Alechem. So it's good why both of them, both the Minchas Haimer and the Minchas of Shtei Alechem, are called Minchas Bikurim. Bikurim. Now, V'yemis, if you tell me to our Shalom before, that the Shtei Alechem, Shalai Kisidron, Sharyan, that it's possible to have wheat that was grown last year after Pesach. Still, you're allowed to use that wheat now to be brought on the Mizbeach. If so, Mishkachas lo to makriv oimer mehanich the ashrish kodem l'shtei alechem ulbosar oimer, that you could have now this year the minchas oimer will come from this wheat that was first planted last year. It was planted last year through bosar oimer after the oimer, but before the shtei alechem. So that wheat you're going to use now, this year now, by the Oimer, by the second day of Pesach, it becomes mutter, takes off the Yisach Chodesh. So you're going to use that wheat for the Mincha Seimer. Or Shtei Alechem, by the next 2 months, when it comes Shavuos, when you want to bring the Shtei Alechem, Mehanech the Yashris, Koidim L'Yomer to Ashto. You're going to bring that from this year's new crop, from the wheat that was first planted this year before Pesach. And now, after by Pesach, it became Mutter's Nomer Yisach Chodesh, and that's the new wheat you're going to use for the Shtei Alechem. Ma'anach Tiyashvish Koidim Leimer, Dahashto, Obosa Shtei Alechem Dishtaket, and it was planted first after last year's Shavuos. So it's possible to have both. So maybe both Menachas, both the Minchas Aimer and the Minchas of Shtei Alechem is brought from Chitim, and both of them is called Bikurim. If you hold that, the wheat that was planted last year after Pesach before Shavuos, you could bring this year for the Shtei Alechem. So what was Rabbi Kiva? What's the Dovrach? What's the Raya to say then that the Oimer comes from Bali? Maybe the Oimer comes from Chitim. Samura says no. Misavra tuto.